Warming temps and heavy rains can spell trouble for your home. Don't wait for a problem. Get a free foundation inspection from PermaSeal. Stay dry, stay protected. For peace of mind, call 800-421-SEAL or visit permaseal.net.
Hi, this is Larry from Cicero. I'm sitting by the radio because I have nothing better to do all day and listening to this horrible show. What is the coldest temperature you can lay concrete down? And is there a temperature too hot to lay concrete? Thanks for the compliment, Larry. Appreciate you sitting there being bored out of your mind. I'm glad Sarah's here to give you some type of entertainment.
Yes. Thanks, Larry.
Coldest temperature, hottest temperature?
Coldest. So we're looking for the ground to be thawed. So it's not so much about the ambient air temperature, but you're looking for the ground to be thawed. So somewhere around 32 degrees in ambient air would be fine.
Okay.
Going all the way up to the 90s, we do have special additives we put into our concrete mix to fight against hot weather and cold weather. So science has made advances so we can pour in those more extreme temperatures.
I would think hot weather is better because it dries it out, but you don't want it to dry out too fast.
Exactly. Okay. Right, so we put an additive in the concrete to slow down the curing process in the hot weather. And in the cold weather, we put an additive to speed up the curing process.
Just got another text here from Stephen A. Leahy's wife, Teresa. Is there any way that I could give Steve some of that when he gets all hot and bothered in the summertime? You put it in his old style. You got
now,
anything?
I don't know if I'm equipped to handle Steve's marital problems.
Well,
but
that's not a problem.
No, it's not a problem. Well, to Teresa, it is.
Might be a benefit. Yeah. Who knows?
Steve's got that overheating light just on all the time. Can't figure it out. So talk about, this is the season.
It is.
Right? So last weekend, it was St. Patty's Day Parade. It was beautiful down here.
Oh, yes.
Walking around in T-shirts and shorts. It was gorgeous.
Mm-hmm.
The next day we got snow. You know, this past week we got snow, we got sleet, we got Chicago. It's back again, right? Chicago weather.
Absolutely.
How do you deal with the fluctuations in the Michigas in the weather this time of year? Because the next 45 days we could have 6 inches of snow, or we could have 70 degrees and sunny.
Yes. The good thing about this spring is we're out of that period of time where the ground is going to freeze. The ground is thawed.
Okay.
So we're not so concerned about what type of precipitation is coming down. Obviously, we avoid any concrete pours in snow or rain. We'll reschedule pour maybe the next day or later that day. But really, weather in the spring is great for us. The ground is nice and soft to excavate down if we need to do posts, like fence posts, 42 inches deep, things like that. The ground is ready for us. The weather's good. This is the time to call and schedule that estimate.
When you go down 42 inches, are you digging with shovels or you got an auger at the end of a backhoe?
Yeah, we have an auger. We have an attachment for our bobcat or skid steer machines. And then we also have a hand auger that someone could hold in two hands and it drills down.
Look how impressed she was. I didn't know what an auger was.
I know, that was exciting.
You see that expression on her face, Steve? No, this is radio for all this. She's like, I can't believe you pulled auger out. How does he know an auger?
Yeah. It's impressive.
I used to buy scrap from a company that used to make augers, and it would crack, and we'd go get the scrap to remelt it down to make new steel.
It's
so there,
one of the most fascinating parts of your origin story is that. Yeah.
Well, there's others. You can't talk.
But
can't talk about it on the radio, but I got a lot of fascinating things. Yes,
right.
Go ahead.
Speaking of equipment, we have purchased a mini excavator this year, and it fits through most residential gates.
That's huge.
It's huge for homeowners because your property will be in and out with less disturbance to grass or plants.
Does it have wheels or treads?
It's on tracks.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Rubber tracks. Right?
I'd presume.
Well, yeah, because of rubber tracks, it would damage a lot if it wasn't rubber, right? If it was the steel,
no steel tracks. No.
Right. I mean, that would damage a lot of people's pavers or whatever they got or tear up their grass. So
right.
That's pretty cool.
So we're looking at it for a lot of like back stoops, back steps,
yeah,
those hard to access areas. And it's funny, me and my dad were just talking about earlier for customers who have a larger size project and they might need that big size, full size bobcat or excavator. If you remove a portion of your fence, maybe one panel, or if you have a chain link fence, just peeling it back, you could save 20% on your labor costs of your project. So that's always should be in the back of people's heads when they're thinking about their patio or backyard project.
Do you remove panels or you stay away from that?
Yeah, we'd prefer not to. Chain link fence is a little bit more simple. You can just unroll it, but right. Those nice wooden fences, we want you to have a fence person come remove that panel.
20%?
Yeah, in labor.
That's interesting.
Yeah. Well, think about it. If we can bring in a bigger machine,
100% makes
you just
a lot of sense.
Reduce the amount of men that we need working on that project at one time.
Steve, opportunity, business opportunity.
What opportunity is that?
Fence removal fence. For Andreas's and Sons.
I think there's a lot of people out there that do that.
Well, let's get on it. Well, I think we should undercut them and start it up.
I do like that you don't have that the smaller machine. You don't have to do that.
Exactly.
Right? You don't have to take it down.
Yes.
And it's a big deal when you think about having any work done. We just had some trees done.
Yeah.
Right? So have the guys come down with their equipment. It's an imposition.
It can be. One of my neighbors at my house was just having some work done on their yard, and I will have to say the contractors were very messy. They left a pile of wood chips in the street, and it just made me reflect on why what we do as a business is so important. When we come in and work on your property, we're mindful of your neighbors, of your street. If your street was recently resealed, we're thinking about all those things as if we live in that home.
We got a texter. Well, here, I'd like to know, are you hiring excavator operators?
We're always hiring.
Because, I operated a bobcat back in the day.
Oh, did you?
20 or 25 years ago.
Did it have an auger?
Uh-oh, it had a front end bucket.
There's a difference between people who can drive a bobcat who can operate a bobcat.
I couldn't do that. I couldn't do
That's
either.
That's a big difference.
Didn't matter. I got behind the bobcat. I had the controls there, Joe. It came down on top. I had the bar on top.
It's a good look for you,
I was
David.
Doing donuts. I can't operate or drive it, but I put my name in for consideration.
One of my earliest childhood memories of our family business is I was in first grade with my dad. He had taken me out of school to go to a dentist appointment. On the way back, we stopped at one of our jobs, and he put me in the bobcat, and I was sitting on someone who still works for our family to this day, Richie's lap, as a little kid bouncing around the bobcat.
Yeah, that's a little creepy.
No, okay. If you met Richie, you would know.
No, I've met Richie. That's a lot creepy. And to have your dad just throw you in a bobcat.
He's like family.
It doesn't matter. Just, I knew that,
win.
That was going down the wrong path, and it just kept going down the path. Right off the cliff. If our listeners want Ben, we might want to edit that out.
It's a wonderful memory.
I'm sure it is. We better stop right there. We don't have the Cicero Police Department knocking on our door here. If our listeners want to reach out to you, what's the best way to reach out to you?
Give us a call, 708-863-5735. My Aunt Debbie in the office would be more than happy to hear from you. My cousin Johnny's getting out there on estimates. He'll be at the home show. True family owned and operated business.
And quote unquote, Uncle Richie is doing rides for kids. whose parents just want to throw him in a bobcat.
He's like family. Come on.
That's the way they raise kids in Cicero.